Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Phoenix, Arizona, it's time for Phoenix Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Welcome to Ladies Leadership Circle in partnership with Phoenix Business Radio, where we are live from the Business Radio X studio in the East Valley and brought to you by the women who lived it. I'm your host, Joanne Holland, along with my co-host, Karen Nowicki. And Karen, we have two amazing, as always, women joining us for the show, Leah Scheibel and Alex Bradbury, both the co-founders of my favorite place in town. There's no other place to go or be at, and it's called the Sparkle Bar. And for those of you, I'm not talking about a bar with drinks.
Although that'd be fun. Yeah,
although we could enhance that experience, but that's another show. I'm talking about a makeup studio. So ladies, first, I'd love for you to each begin by just introducing yourselves. And before you got to Sparkle Bar, kind of a little bit about yourself of what you'd like to share. So Leah, I'll start with you.
So my name is Leah Scheibel. I am one of the co-founders of the Sparkle Bar here in Old Town Scottsdale. Actually, not here. We're in Tempe.
Pretty close.
Close. But prior to opening the Sparkle Bar, I had been doing makeup in the Valley for 17 years. And most recently, before the Sparkle Bar, I was the regional makeup artist for Laura Mercier.
Oh, great.
So a little bit of experience coming into this business.
And Alex.
So my name is Alex Bradbury, and I'm the other half of the founding team at the Sparkle Bar. My background prior to opening the studio is really in business and sales and marketing. So I really love talking to people and meeting new people and introducing them to our favorite things, which is perfect for the Sparkle Bar.
Great. And tell us a little bit about the ultimate destination is what we refer to the makeup studio. So first tell us the concept. What was it over cocktails? Was it on a Sunday afternoon hiking? Surely we just, and
you know, it'd be perfect right now.
Yeah. Right? Yes. But kind of share with us, what was the brainchild of this? What was the thought of this? Because what I love is that you, first of all, they do not sell makeup.
Correct.
You do not sell makeup. It is only about the application of makeup or how to do the application for whatever your event is or to teach you how to use your makeup correctly, which I'm going to be really honest with some women out there. Take the class. Learn how to use it correctly. Very important. But how did it come about?
The concept really was born out of necessity, right? That's how you identify any white space. So it wasn't until I had an event that I needed to attend where everything was already ready to go, hair, dress. The only thing that was missing was my makeup. And while I fancy myself as somebody who knows what they're kind of doing, I was going to something very special and I wanted to look my best. So I called Leah, who was a regional makeup artist for Laura Mercier, and I asked her if she could help. She was not available. And, you know, her only recommendation to me was that, you know, she can make an appointment for me at Neiman's or Saks or try to get me with somebody who might be available. But those are typically very expensive options. So it was at that point that I decided that we needed to open this. And it took a little bit of coaxing to get Leah on board. But ultimately, we made it happen.
And you made it happen. Leah, share that story of, because it wasn't as easy as you thought of just opening this new business. There was welcome to the Arizona State Legislature, correct?
Right, it was. So we did have a few roadblocks, as any new business does. We were actually slated to open in August of 2014. Wow. And
you're having fun.
Right? And so we had found out that if we weren't going to sell anything, which you mentioned before, that we, you know, that wasn't our goal. Our goal was just to provide an amazing service for women to make them look and feel their very best. That we needed to either sell something, so doing the makeup for purpose of demonstration, or every single artist had to be licensed cosmetologist or esthetician, which is not a horrible situation. If when you got that licensure that you actually were taught any makeup artistry. And so when we flipped through that curriculum and didn't see any makeup artistry education, we reached out and asked, you know, what are these options? Is this the only license that we have to get? And they said that that's what it is. So a bit archaic. No one really had been getting this service. So it wasn't, you know, it wasn't written into that curriculum. So we worked with the Institute for Justice and helped to lobby for ourselves. And we passed SB 1320, which allows all makeup artists to practice their service free of the Board of Cosmetology.
Wow.
Is that amazing?
It is. I've heard the story before, obviously, since we've met a couple of times, but I'm so impressed that that didn't stop you, because it could have stopped you in the tracks like this.
Like, oh, we can't do it. Right. Don't have a law to do it. Sorry, yeah. Bye, next. Right.
But so you've made a difference, not only for yourselves and for Sparkle Bar, but for every makeup artist, right?
Correct.
It's huge here in the Valley, just because prior to SB 1320, your options were to either work at a department store, and generally to build up the clientele to get away from the department store, you have to have worked at a department store. So really there wasn't very many options if you weren't licensed. So.
And a cosmetology license, if that's the right word, or esthetician, mm-hmm. is it the same? Are those terms interchangeable?
They're a little bit different. One is skin and one is like hair and nails and, okay. and face.
So cosmetology would be the appropriate license for makeup artistry.
Right.
Kind of, you would think.
You would think, yep. Or you could have an esthetician's license. It literally just needed to be a license.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. And it would also require us, had we not done it, it would also require us to have shampoo bowls in our studio.
Which you had not intended on using.
Right. Absolutely right. Not. So it was just silly. And we really just cleared up that gray area.
Yeah. So I just got to say, I'm just excited that I actually have a brow liner on for the first time ever. I usually have big, bushy eyebrows. I'm laughing because I'm looking at your gorgeous eyebrows. And I always look at Joanne's makeup and think, gosh, she just looks like $1 million. And I know why, because she has you two and your team in her pocket. But the brow story, I've always had dark eyebrows. And lately, my hairstylist has said, Karen, they're not going out to the end of your eyes like they should. You've got to be doing something different. Like, well, they always have. Mm-hmm. She's like, you just need to start wearing brow liner. I couldn't wrap my brain around it because they're already dark anyway.
Right.
And hopefully I did it right, but I'm now playing with it. And I'm, thank you. So anyway, I'll just get that out there I'm excited to see you girls again, because this time I'm wearing brow liner. Right. I'm wearing brow liner.
It's fun to try new things.
It is. And I feel, so first of all, it makes a big difference, doesn't it, on one's face to have the brows shaped and matching with those points on their eyes. But I look in the mirror and I think, wow, I feel younger too.
Yeah.
Right. And I would imagine the right makeup application helps us not only step into feeling younger, but to your point, and the whole reason, the impetus for even beginning the company was to have that education and know how to apply makeup and feel gorgeous as you're doing it.
Yeah. So maybe share with us the services that you offer, because there's so many different ways. I know you mentioned for the gala or for that special occasion, but I see it for so many other things, the interview, the dinner out just for a fun night. I mean, how many people, when I've been there, come by before they leave on vacation? They're getting on an airplane to go on vacation, but they're coming to the Sparkle Bar to get made gorgeous, to get gorgeous. So share some of the other services and classes you offer.
So we offer several different services. Obviously, you were going to come in and get your makeup done, but we also offer education. So that lesson, and you mentioned how Joanne always looks really amazing, but I would say at this point, it's probably 60% of the time she does it herself, and she's done so because she watches and she learns. And so I don't believe you've actually had a lesson, have you?
Mm-mm. I cheated on one. I was in there when somebody else was having their lesson and took great notes. And when my artist was working with me, I need to hear.
That's good. Yeah, I'm busy. I'm in class right now.
I'm in class taking notes. Oh, that's why you do that. But yes, but I do recommend your class to everyone.
Can I ask, Joanne, before you continue to share with us just some of the different things that you offer? So you've been going to the Sparkle Bar for how long now?
When did you open? 3 months after you opened?
Mm-hmm. It was very early on. September 24th, 2015 is when we opened. So
I was probably there since October 25th.
And can you speak from a personal perspective? What has shifted for you, maybe in confidence and makeup and appearance and that sort of thing?
Well, I think it was the importance of teaching me how to do it correctly, that I had a concept. I've always done it. So what my husband thanked me most for, I was the woman making the appointment in Neiman Marcus and Saks and getting my makeup done. So I was always having to come home with more product and more product.
Yes.
So when he heard, how much money are you going to spend now instead of this? He's like, go every week. I don't care how often you go. Because the other thing is, when even my oldest came to visit the house, I have literally, and I don't mean to, it's not an, I mean, I look at it negatively towards me. I have thousands of dollars worth of makeup that I probably am not using. But because I was always going into the department store,
and
getting my makeup done.
And their job is to sell you.
Right. You cannot just go in and be, oh, I'm just here to get my makeup done. What do you mean you're not buying anything? And I even lived through the Mac days of when you used to do that. But Mac now requires you to buy a certain amount of makeup when you come to have it done. So here's the concept of, oh my gosh, here's a place where you don't have to buy any makeup and this is the price.
Yeah.
Right. We remove the pressure of the sale from the equation, which makes it a really nice experience for everyone so that you know everything we've put on you has been selected specifically for your skin, the tone of your skin, the texture, the type, your age, because what we're looking for is a flawless application, not to sell you something.
Huge.
Which is totally different.
Yeah.
You know, thing of what you're looking for. And these are actually artists. I mean, that is truly what the makeup services that you have. So you don't need to worry about who you're scheduled with. It's the artist who knows what you're going to look for, because the look that you're going to wear at a gala is not the look you're going to for the job interview.
Right. Or the presentation midday or that sort of thing.
Right. Great. And the other thing too, that people, I know that they get warped, like, I had somebody who actually called me who said, oh my gosh, I just got done with my makeup and I'm not happy. And I go, well, did you tell them? And she goes, no, but I have to go get these pictures taken. And it's just too late, but you recommended I wanted to tell you. So she went and get the pictures. And now she's into this and she's told me already she's not happy. Well, she gets the pictures back.
They're gorgeous.
I don't know what I was thinking. Yep. The best pictures ever. So when you're not used to wearing makeup and you have to put, trust them. And they're going to tell you, we're the artists. You're telling us you're going to be in front of a camera. You're going to tell us you're going to be on TV. You're not going to brunch with the girls. You're going to be on a camera that's going to be shooting your face, that you have to look good. And completely flipped it. Her, when she called me, oh my gosh, I looked so good. Even the camera guy said I looked so good. So here's where she walked out going, I trusted you. I'm so disappointed, to right off the ballpark. Absolutely. Or whatever. So the expertise and the knowledge that's there is so important. And I think in your classes, even working with young teens, that is so important, because them knowing, and you've seen it, some girls that come in that just, okay, you're wearing way too much makeup.
And that's where they're learning. I mean, right now, everyone is learning from YouTube, where someone is doing their own makeup every single day. And she may or may not look like you. She may not have the same skin type. And I think that's something that Alex and I really wanted to make sure we encompass, is making sure that the global woman feels really, really comfortable. Oftentimes you go to a counter and they're going to use one product on you, which, again, no fault to theirs. That's their job to use their line. And it doesn't necessarily have a color for everyone, or it doesn't have a texture for everyone. And so I think that that's where, you know, we step out of the box as well, to make sure that everyone feels really comfortable, and making sure that the same makeup that you're using on a 16-year-old kid who has really oily skin, that is not going to be the same makeup that you're going to use on someone who is a little bit more dry and has signs of fine lines or aging and things like that. We want to make sure that every single product is used specifically for you.
Yeah, and that's key and critical. And I'd love you to share the story of the girl who came in to get her makeup done before the interview, and that she called you back.
This is one of my favorites, because it just defines like what we do and why we do it. We had a client come in for an interview, because when you look good, you feel good. When you feel good, you're confident. And when you're confident, you can kill about anything. So she came in to get her makeup done and killed her interview, and wrote back to let us know that because she felt so confident as a result of the makeup application and just felt really good, she was able to go in there and just knock them off their socks and got the dream job that she was aiming for. So those stories are all really amazing. And that's why we do what we do, to be able to partake in those special moments.
Well, and I love it too, when, as just going through the interview process years ago too, even having the confidence when you see the applicant before you come out, and you're like, oh, I look so much better than that. And then when you come out to see the applicant that's sitting there for the next interview after, you're like, I look better than you too.
I love it. It's true though. That's exactly what we sell. We sell confidence at the end of the day. We want you to look and feel amazing. So that's what it's about.
My stylists, as far as hair goes, have always been somebody that becomes a friend and someone that I can confide in. And it's a little bit of a therapy session. Do you find the same thing at the Sparkle Bar? Yeah.
Absolutely. So we're in the chair with them from 45 minutes to an hour, or if it's a lesson, it's 2 hours. And we have to ask a lot of discovery questions just to make sure that we're really understanding what type of makeup that you need. I mean, are you someone that needs to get out the door in 2 minutes, or are you someone that needs to get out the door and, you know, you're going to take your time and drink your coffee and you maybe have no kids. So you can spend 30 minutes.
Who are you? I want right. your name and phone number. And where right. do you live?
So we ask a ton of questions. And I think that that really starts that discovery. And then they feel really comfortable and they share everything, which actually helps us in the long run too, because we kind of know what they need. And if they need a little extra zhuzh or a little extra love, we can definitely give that to them. And we notice it when they look in the mirror and they look and they see themselves differently. So I think that that really helps too.
So you create wedding experiences. Can you share a little bit about the brides and the bridal parties you've done? And do you travel to where they are, or do they have to come to the studio? Share a little bit about that.
So we have a number of options for our clients. They can either come to our studio in Old Town, or we can travel to them. We have the flexibility to accommodate, you know, any and all requests. So we do everything from events to weddings. Weddings are really nice, and it's actually interesting because, and Leah can speak more to this, but to be with somebody on their wedding day, which is such an important moment and so special, it's important that you surround yourself with a team that's going to make you feel good and you know, give off that good energy. So it's really nice that these girls get to go and be part of those special moments and really help to put that bride at ease and that bridal party at ease and make everyone feel really comfortable and really pretty before the biggest moment of their life, potentially. So,
and hopefully they're only doing it once.
Right. Hopefully.
Right. And even know when to kind of step away too, just because the artists are there in their space and there's so many intimate things that happen on a wedding day that, you know, it's really important to have a team of people who are there to support you, but also step back when you like need your space. Mm-hmm. So that's
being able to read into that and know when you're needed and when you need to
fade away.
Yeah, exactly.
Fade away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Any good drama story? No, just kidding. That's another show.
I have like so many like, amazing, like, no bad ones. All really, really amazing ones. So it just makes me, you know, love our job very much.
Well, it's really fun because we literally get to be a part of everyone's special moment. So anytime somebody comes into
that's
the studio,
true.
It's for something awesome and fun. So, you know, initially their first time is usually for a special event, wedding, date, gala, whatever. But then after they see how amazing they look and how great they feel, it becomes a more regular thing. So then it becomes, you know, the interviews or the business meetings or the brunches. And then they just want to come hang out because it's Saturday. So it's really nice to watch the customer experience evolve and how so many of our customers become regulars just because they enjoy spending time in the space.
And then we see their kids, and then we see their kids go through college and then get married and have babies. I think it's just so incredible to see that client experience.
How did the two of you two meet? Because I know you said that you called her. Uh-huh. So obviously she was, you know, on speed dial when you needed her. But right. How did you two originally meet?
So we are, so in addition to being the regional makeup artist for Laura Mercier at the time, Lee and I come from a sales background. So she's also selling with me medical device software. So we worked together and had a great working relationship, but we weren't necessarily friends. We actually were both pregnant at the same time and our kids are about 2 weeks apart.
Oh, fun.
So it was during that maternity leave period that this opportunity presented itself. And I'm somebody who, not that I'm impulsive, but when I feel something happening, I just act on it. So, you know, it was during that time that we like bought the domain and we decided we're going to do this and we just went full steam ahead. So
do I remember, Leah, though, that you were like saying, go have fun,
yes.
But it's not for me, right?
Yes, I did. I was with my son and it was wonderful. And I was just basking in being a mother. As a regional artist, I just do featured artist spots. So I would work like 8 days a month. And I was like, I'm rocking like 8 days a month here. Like I have a new baby. And, you know, I was really loving it. But my clients had been asking for it for years. I mean, I can't tell you how many times people say, I wish I didn't have to come to the department store. Oh, I wish you could just come to my house. And so it literally just took that to kind of click in my head to understand, you know what? She's right. She found this white space. She's willing to go get it. I do know that we have a good work ethic, so we can make anything happen.
Isn't that incredible?
I love it.
And you said, so it was September 24th, 2014?
15. Mm-hmm. We're about to be three.
I know it was going to be. We're about to be three. And what does that mean? Yeah. What happens at three now?
I feel like it just is a small business. 3 is a significant year. You know, 5 years is a milestone for sure. But
it's 5 years when you buy the Cartier watches for one of each other.
I hope so. Did we tell you that? I was like, did we tell you we were doing that?
I figure since Meghan Markle bought it when she did suits, that was her little gift to herself.
I mean, I'm down for that. But 3 years, we're very excited about year 3 and what that means for us. We're saying yes to a lot more opportunities. We expect to grow the brand and all the offerings within the brand. And that might mean some, because, you know, the Sparkle Bar, it really is a lifestyle. There's a woman, there's a, we can all relate to her. So we want to grow that. So we're excited about what that looks like and some new things that are coming. So just stay tuned and join us for the ride.
We like the ride. And in the short, even prior to 3 years, you all have earned some great recognition in this community and some great things that you've been recognized for. So some best of, I know, in Best of Phoenix and NABO as well, getting recognition there. So share a little couple of those things that happened to you.
This is the awkward part.
Hey, now pretend like we're not on air. And we're your longtime best pal who you've seen forever. And she's dying to know what have you been up to? And you would not be.
Without saying these.
Right. So we have been very fortunate to be so well received by this community. And so many amazing people have supported us throughout this entire journey and process. So, you know, as a result of those relationships and connections, we've been honored as a best of in New Times. We're part of the No Tribe as well in their inaugural issue.
Yes.
We've received a couple nominations for, like, NABA was one, and then Small Business Administration was one as well.
And then from the very beginning, we participated in the Innovate Her for AWE, which is Arizona Women's Entrepreneur and Education
Center? Employment.
Oh, there you go. And so that was something that we did, and we actually went to DC for. So,
you know, what's funny. I think for us, and we're getting better about stepping back and enjoying the journey, because it really is about the process and enjoying every step of the way, not just the end goal, whatever that looks like, but recognizing those wins. And
you have to.
Yes. Those small wins are important, and they are what keeps us going sometimes when it gets really challenging and tough. So we are trying to be more mindful of that and, you know, pat ourselves on the back when it's warranted.
And you can do that with humility, right? Which is what you're doing. It's when we, you know, show up and we shake hands and we immediately are giving our laundry list of all the great things, quote unquote, that we've done. And obviously that's not who you are. And in her, your personal and professional brand is it. Obviously. So I'm happy to hear that in year 3 that you are looking back and going, wow, we've really kicked some butt along the way, and we're being recognized for the great work we're doing and the contribution not only to women, but professional women, the industry itself, and the Scottsdale and the, you know, Valley of the Sun community. I mean, wow.
Well, and you do so much for nonprofits, and, you know, like your work with AWE, your donations to Valley Life and to other great organizations in the Valley, whether you put your cards in their bags to experience a service or things like that. I mean, that is incredible for a business that's not even 3 years old. I mean, that's a wow. And you understand that role that you play in this community, because that's why I believe this community embraces you with your successes, because of that you get it. Because not a lot of businesses get it. I mean, in the first couple of years, I can't give you anything. I don't have anything to give. And you haven't seen it that way. You recognize that those opportunities bring you new opportunities. So bravo to both
of you.
And even without the new, and it absolutely does, but even without the new opportunities, I think that it gives our team a really good chance to see what work we do. So while we make a bride feel really beautiful, or while we make a new mom and her newborn photos feel really pretty, we work a lot with the Cancer Support Community Center and Make-A-Wish. And so those things are times when our service and our talent are, I feel like I have no words to like explain how impactful they are to those people. So I think that that's what makes our job really wonderful, is that our talent is that beneficial to someone.
That's amazing. So what has been one of your proudest moments for your company? What is one of your proudest moments of your company, or the biggest success that you've seen? It doesn't have to be, I know everybody thinks dollars and money, but it doesn't have to be. What has been the biggest success? I'll tell you what it is for me. I think it was you figuring out that you've got to change the legislature.
Huge.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
always a go-to.
Well, it's funny because in that moment, it wasn't like, oh, we're going to go do this and have our house of cards moment. It was just like, okay, this is like another thing we need to do to get to the goal. So we're going to go pass a law now, however you do that. And that's what we did. And it wasn't until maybe like a year and a half later that we like sat back and thought like, oh, well, like we actually passed a law to get our business open. That's pretty insane. I actually think that it's just the resiliency and the tenacity we've had being, you know, we are completely bootstrapped. We have fended ourselves. And so it takes a lot to be so committed to your dream that you're willing to risk it all. So,
as my mother would say, you've eaten a lot of bean and cheese burrito.
I use the word. I always say top ramen. Right.
Yeah.
And I do kids. Like spinach, but I do eat it raw.
Yeah. No, and kids, we're going to have another bean and cheese burrito.
Right. I think it's going to be delicious.
Yeah. You know, who was it? A mom told me once, God bless Little Caesars for their $5 pizza.
Right.
Have there been any naysayers along the way?
Oh my gosh, of course. Yes.
Yeah. Can you speak to that and the perseverance beyond that? Like what, you know, not that we have to give names, but
we know them.
But anybody who, you know, who said like, you can't, what do you mean you're going to do what? Or you are doing that? That doesn't even make sense. Like what, speak to that a little bit. And then how do you overcome that? Because a lot of our listeners, of course, are women in business, many of which are business owners. And us girls have got to stick together.
Mm-hmm. Somebody flat out told us we couldn't open because of the model that we had. And that's when we started to do our research and our due diligence on what the Board of Cosmetology actually required and what the law actually said. But that was probably the biggest one, that you can't do that. And then once we got to that point, that you won't get it passed. Mm-hmm. So that was very interesting.
The same person?
No, just
people like, just okay, you know, good for you for going out there and trying. And
right.
You're not going to be able to pass a law with. Right. Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then I would say also, I think that as moms and working moms, I think that sometimes there's like a negative idea around the fact that we're spending so much time on this when we're really trying to leave a legacy for our children and show them what a hardworking, strong mother looks like. And I think that sometimes, you know, that's tricky. And I do feel like we've kind of had some conversations around that as well.
And that's not from our family, but I think just in general.
Yeah, not our family.
I mean, our family's been incredibly supportive.
I mean,
beyond.
And that makes a difference too, right? Families are not always enthusiastic, especially when we're breaking the mold and we're stepping out of what something has always looked like. And you are obviously paving the way, right? You're kind of disrupting the industry. And thank goodness you've got great families to support you, because not everybody can say that.
Right.
It absolutely takes a village. 100%.
And it's not, I mean, our blood family is really, really amazing, but people like Joanne, Awi, Alicia from Awi, I mean, the list is so long that we literally cannot name, but all of those people are in their tribe as well. And they've definitely helped us get where we are.
Yeah. And so it's so important that too, I think, like you said, the best thing that you have going on is that you make people feel and look great. I mean, we get gorgeous there. Mm-hmm. You know, I think it's even on your sign and when you walk by their studio, get gorgeous. But what's your personal beauty philosophy?
I think embrace your uniqueness and really do whatever it takes for you to feel beautiful. If that's one lipstick, if that's a new brow, a new brow pencil, whatever it is that makes you feel comfortable. And if you are immediately comfortable in your own skin and you don't feel like you need to wear anything, then embrace that. And if you want to go full glam every day, do what's best for you and do what makes you feel pretty.
Beauty is so intricately intertwined with confidence. And so there's nothing wrong with wanting to feel pretty and wanting to feel really good. So if that means for you wearing that lipstick, do it.
Oh, I love that.
And the natural look for those of us who like to look natural, I like to have a natural look, but I also know that it takes makeup to achieve that. Is that crazy for me to say that?
No, it definitely takes a little bit of work. And when you are going for that no makeup makeup look, we just want to get products that are light and quick, because if you're that natural type of a look, you probably aren't trying to spend too much time on it either.
Mm-hmm. Right. It kind of goes hand in hand.
Exactly. So small products, little bits here and there, but it makes a world of a difference. How many times that we hear women say, oh, you know what? Like, my husband doesn't like it when I wear very much makeup, but
yes,
he does like it when she comes back with a no makeup makeup look,
because
she looks like herself, but she just looks better. You want to look like the best version of yourself.
My husband will always say, you look great without makeup. Little does he know that most every day I have at least a little something on.
Exactly.
Because I feel better.
Right. You feel more confident.
Well, and I think the thing too with women is that we try to do things easy, efficient for us, for what we need. And I think what Sparkle Bar taught me is that before meeting Sparkle Bar for what, how many upteen years? Same color, same thing, same thing, same use out of the 50-year-old shades of makeup that I had. I always did these colors and these things. And what they taught me is, oh my gosh, I can have a different look tomorrow. I can be using a different color. Wow. Or I didn't know these colors even worked with me. How do I use that? How do I do that? So just that exposure that you can look different but be the same person was a wow for me. It was like, oh my gosh, you mean I get to use my 8,000 other makeup that I have that I've never used before?
Right.
And that's so important. And share with us, Leah, too, as the makeup artist, some different things that you see coming up like this season, or the colors or what's happening or what's in. I mean, we all know, we saw for a little while, I'll call them the tails on our eyelids,
wings.
The wings. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the wings. I'm still trying to perfect that. It's
a
hit or miss.
I don't know what that is.
It's
I've
a hit
got
or
brows
miss.
Now. I think I need wings.
Yeah. You're moving down on the face, so you're doing well. But any other things that are happening this fall or the trends that you see?
So I would say skin is in. So that no makeup makeup look as far as the actual skin goes. So keeping it really, really sheer. Even if you put your foundation on and you have a little problem area, clean up a little bit around your freckles, let your freckles show, wear a tint where you can. And then tons and tons of lash, a big natural brow is super in right now. And not necessarily that sculpted brow, just a really, really natural kind of brushed up brow is really great. And all of those trends you can wear on a regular basis. You don't have to see it in that magazine. You open up Vogue or you open up InStyle or Allure and you think, oh my gosh, that's too bold for me. But that's a really great time to book your lesson, because you can pop in and say, hey, you know what? I saw this look. I'm not trying to wear blue eyeshadow today. But how can I use a little pop of color? We all learn from a young age, or whenever you learn to do makeup, and then we kind of just stop learning.
I agree with you. Yeah, Joanne was alluding to that as well.
Yeah.
Same thing.
Yeah,
and
we got comfortable.
Yeah,
we got comfortable. We think
easy.
It's efficient. We know how to do this. We've done it every day for 20 years. Okay, I've got to plan 10 minutes for that. Da, da, da. And it's not. It's really about the experience, though, too, of making yourself look as good as you want to feel that day, or whatever that purpose is. I mean, obviously, you're not doing full makeup to go play tennis, but, you know, the biggest tip I love is the brow and lip.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to do anything, that's it. Just
really?
Do your brow and your lip.
So, yeah. Can I speak to your face exactly?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm all keen to talk about your face.
Yeah.
So
here's
Joanne
the waiver.
Right? Sign, please.
Yes, yeah.
So Joanne has a good brow, right? But it's sheer. It's a little bit sparse. And as we get a little bit older in her young age, you know, it starts to change. The brow hairs change a little bit. The shape changes a little bit. And our lips get a little bit thinner.
Yes,
and
they
get a little bit less voluminous. And so the best advice that we can offer for Joanne is, if you're going to do something quick, throw a little bit of powder into your brow, make it look like you have that full brow again, and then put on some type of a lipstick, even if it's that Burt's Bees with the little tint in it, just something that looks like you put yourself together.
Mm-hmm.
And let me just share the secret, which is absolutely true, ladies, that everyone, I will guarantee you this, you can have the most rotten hair, most rotten hairdo, the most rotten looks, your hair can look so bad. But when you are wearing gorgeous makeup for whatever that occasion is, people don't see the rotten hair. Trust me, I've lived that moment. Where I was like, I walked in the studio before and everyone's just looking at me. I go, I know my hair looks awful, but that's why I'm here, for my face, so that this will just go away. And it works. So there are ways to alleviate other things that are not working in a certain day.
Yeah.
So I think that's great with the whole part of what makes you beautiful. And I love, Alex, how you speak to the point of, it's whatever's inside of you.
Mm-hmm.
It's not what I think Karen should be wearing or Alex should be wearing. It's whatever you feel you should be wearing. And our male partners tell us things. I mean, I've shared this before when I've gone in to get my makeup done that my husband has told me, we're not going to a gala tonight.
Aww.
So,
Joanne loves full glam.
Yeah.
Well, of course she does. Yeah. She's a full glam gal.
I know. And he's like, we're not going to a gala. So he's like,
this is a hockey game.
Yeah. So he's like, yeah. So he's like, when you walk in, sure let them know them that. And I'm like, yes, dear.
Half glam.
Yeah. I was like, yes. And, you know, and it is something I need to recognize and know. And he's right in, you know, to feel appropriate or to be in. And I love that the artists are really good because sometimes I'll look or I'll see other people and it looks so heavy. And they're like, remember, we haven't put your lashes on. And then when you put your lashes on, you're like, oh, it doesn't look heavy anymore. It doesn't look overdone. I get what you're saying. So I always say, go to the experts and let the experts tell you and show you, here's what you need or what's the occasion or what are you doing? And I love too the experience when you walk in asking the client, is this your first time here?
Mm.
And what I'm hearing a lot lately, just to let you know, is no, I've been here a lot. So I know that's kudos to you after, you know, 36 months, that's huge. But the first time experience, share with everyone, what is that experience like? So what happens the first time you go?
When a client enters the door, we want them to know how happy we are that they're there. So we thank them all for coming in. But you're immediately greeted by somebody. We offer you water just because we want you to feel comfortable. It's Arizona and warm. And then your artist comes to grab you and, well, not grab you. They escort you to their chair.
Gently.
They gently collect you.
Yeah.
And, you know, go through that thorough questioning. We're really trying to level set with you and understand what red means to you to make sure that we're on the same page. So we do ask a lot of questions to understand what you're comfortable with so that we are able to give you something that not only looks good in person, but also on camera, if that's mm-hmm. the case. So it's a really unique experience. It's very personalized. It's if you come in, you'll notice that it's every appointment is specifically timed to ensure that nobody feels rushed. So you're never going to see 100 people in our little waiting area because that's not how we've designed it. We want it to be an intimate, personal experience because for someone to come in with no makeup on, it's a very vulnerable experience sometimes, unless you've been before. So we make it very comfortable, inviting, and welcoming.
That is so true. And I love the experience when a bride had come in with her fiance to get her makeup done, and they weren't from here. They were from somewhere else. And I want to say she was a fireman or he was a fireman and she was a fireman. And I remember this because I was sitting in the other chair and they were talking to her and she's like, oh no, we're getting her pictures done or whatever. And I remember he walked over and said, I just don't want her to look like makeup-y or whatever. And the person who was the artist who was doing her makeup just said, oh no, she'll be, I get it, you know, or whatever. And she started doing her. Oh my gosh. When they got done, I almost wanted to start crying. She looked incredible. He walked up and was just like, oh my gosh. Mm-hmm. And she was looking at herself and it was just stunning. And the makeup artist was like, too much? Do I need to, you know, how do you feel? And they're like, no, it was just perfect. And it was just from listening, from hearing what the artist and the, you know, the client wanted as far as the expectation, the fiance. And I love how she said, no, I Googled. We were coming down here for the wedding, you know, and just driving. And it was almost like a destination wedding. It was just, there's just going to be 6 people at their wedding. And she goes, and I found you and you guys have great reviews. So I came in.
I feel like that was really early on because a fiance did, which is actually one of my favorite reviews, left a review for us on Yelp talking about how beautiful his fiance looked and how amazing she felt and how he loved that she didn't look like she was wearing a lot of makeup, which like is the ultimate compliment for us. Like we don't want people to say like that your makeup looks amazing because we want them to know that you just look refreshed and really pretty and great and ready to take on the day. So that's actually probably one of my favorite reviews. And, you know, we take pride, extreme pride, in ensuring that every customer walks away feeling happy and pleased with their service. So we do send those surveys right after your appointment and we follow up via phone and we make sure that it was, you know, 5 stars it should be.
And how many artists do you have on your team?
So right now we're at about I want to say 12, but we are in the process of building our team out right now. So I would say that we'll probably be at like 16 when season starts in a couple of weeks.
And what did you start with 3 years ago?
12.
Was it 12?
Mm-hmm.
Did you really, you started with that many? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep. Wow.
Because they knew it.
Yeah, we reverse engineer. I'm like, we need this many every
night. So good. She's like, this is how many we need. So this many hours, this many days.
Yeah. So two questions. One, do you think that you said medical sales, you were both in, was it medical sales?
Mm-hmm. Medical software sales?
Software sales. Yeah.
Do you think, I don't know why this is important to me to ask this, but do you think that helped with changing the law and like, was there any skills that you had to develop and learn while in pursuit of making this happen?
100% I think that our sales background has been a game changer for us because we can speak the language that someone needs to hear to understand whatever point we're trying to articulate. So I think it's been very beneficial in helping us to tell our story and to help create awareness because we've been able to create clear calls to action and make sure that we are checking in with people. So yeah, I absolutely believe that it's been very helpful.
And persistence, I think, too. I think that in a sales role, I think that you are persistent and we say our word is tenacious all the time. And so I think that that's where that comes in as well.
Great. The second question I have that's unrelated, and I'll let you get back to Joanne. You used a word, I'm going to botch it, but you said shush or zhuzh.
Zhuzh. Our famous word.
I feel like I've asked that before. What is zhuzh and is it a real word?
It is a real word in Urban Dictionary.
Okay.
And so,
who knows Webster?
Right. I don't know that it's in Webster. Actually, it might be.
Zhuzh.
But yeah, it's like T-S-U-Z-J-U. But yeah, it's just a little like, so I say zhuzh and she always says it's just that little je ne sais quoi. And I think that it's this, the zhuzh leads to that.
A little something that just makes a difference.
It just takes you next level. It just makes you feel really pretty.
Love it.
Didn't you love that?
So much fun.
Is that great? So what's next? What's next in this journey in where you see yourself? I mean, obviously you're going to bring on more people to the team, which is exciting. Is it a concentration? Obviously, you can do any service, but are you looking to focus on more weddings? Are you looking to look at obviously, Phoenix is a big destination wedding area. I know you work with a lot of concierges in the Valley. Is there any other kind of network you're looking at? I know you're doing a lot of corporate shots. Let's remember, ladies, we all need corporate headshots.
Yeah, I saw recently, and I think it's already happened, right? Mm-hmm. It was last week or
a couple weeks ago. Yeah.
Yeah. So the event where you were helping getting women prepared for headshots. And did you actually have a photographer there as well?
We did.
Will you be doing that again?
We are. We actually just decided today because we've received so much interest about it.
And I remember.
You're right. Like, it's not appropriate to have a selfie on LinkedIn. Depending on the platform, you know, different things are accepted
it's
and allowed.
It's pretty okay to say it's not appropriate to have your professional photo.
But LinkedIn is a professional. Right. It's a professional network. So it's important that are you somebody people want to do business with? Does your picture say that? So that was the purpose behind that event. And we're finding that a lot of our clients are professional women. It's important to give off that polished vibe because it just demonstrates that you're buttoned up on some level. So we're doing a lot of lessons. We are taking our plan on location, so to different companies to show them how to, it's called the polished professional, really. And we're showing people how to get that polished look and just some, you know, key things that they should know when they're getting themselves ready in the morning to help them feel more confident when they go to sell or to feel more confident when it's time for them to sign up a client or whatever the case may be. So that's something that we're also focusing on. Weddings are always going to be a big part of our business, but it's our woman is every single woman. So it doesn't matter who you are. If you have a face, we would love to see you.
If you have a face, I love that.
And specifically to the headshots, we heard so much that day that people already had a headshot, but they had their business kind of created that headshot for them and it didn't say who they were. And so not every single one. I'm really trying to not exaggerate. I would say that most of them had said that they were just looking for a headshot that conveyed who they were and conveyed, you know, their personality and their work ethic and what they love to do. So I think that was really great as well.
And we have to change our headshot, I think, frequently, at least every year. I'm thinking back to mine, even though I've been gray, I think, for almost 4 years now. I had my last head and shoulder shot done shortly after I went gray. And I look at it now and I'm a little bit edgier and I'm a little in a different role professionally. It's time for another head and shoulder head and shot.
Yes. No, I can say too that to have a few headshots on file, depending upon what you're applying for, whether it be a board seat within the community, sometimes they ask to provide a professional headshot. You know, maybe it's not the same one as your LinkedIn photo that there is another shot. So I always say you can never have enough. I'm very proud that all my headshots do have Sparkle Bar. Sparkle Bar is the artistry that mastered the makeup for all of them. But it is so important because you're right. It says who you are and what your message is for that purpose. And I think too, Leah, if you can talk about that, your services are for everyone and anyone. Like we talked about the young person learning how to do makeup for the first time, to the older woman that she's not 40 anymore. She's 60 and there's a new way.
Right. So actually we have a lesson tomorrow and she is incredible. She just walked in the other day and she looked so beautiful. I was like, where are you? Sometimes when people come in with great makeup, we're like, where are you here? And so I would say lovingly that she was maybe like 65 and she was stunning. And she's like, my makeup looks horrible. And she's like, I've been doing it the same forever, which she probably has been doing it the same forever, but she looked incredible. And she's like, whenever I do my makeup, it doesn't stay on. It doesn't this, it doesn't that. And so I think that a lot of times we think that, oh, I can do my makeup just fine. I don't need to learn a lesson or I don't, but it could be better. It could stay on better. You could maybe not have to touch up during the day. And so I think that that is one aspect of it. And then we have a teen lesson, like you were saying, that is for someone who maybe just starting to wear makeup. Maybe your teen is wearing too much makeup and she's not listening to mom or dad. And so you have her come in and she's with someone who's an expert and she feels really comfortable thinking that, you know what? Okay, this is on trend. Like she's speaking to the same palettes that I have at home or that my friends have. And so it's really nice for us to be able to kind of be that liaison to say, hey, this is acceptable. You don't need a $57 foundation from Chanel. Like you can use something a little bit less expensive until we are sure that you're going to wash it off correctly. Because I think that that is something else that a lot of people don't understand is that the skin beneath your makeup is really what makes your makeup look better. So we talk a lot about your skin. We talk about your tools, your brushes. Are you cleaning your brushes? And I think that that's something that we find a lot of people don't do.
Yeah. That was one of my first lessons. What do you mean clean your brushes? Mm-hmm.
And there's a correct way to clean them too,
there's
right?
There's a correct way to clean. And a lot of people are buying expensive brushes and then not cleaning them. So ideally, we're helping you save money and make your makeup go on better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, which is very important. And love that you tell or share your expertise and knowledge with a woman to say, you know, show me why you do this or what is your thought process behind doing this? And I shared with Leah one time that, came out of the bathroom because I had done my own makeup. I was so proud or whatever. And my husband's like, why do you have this brown line down your cheeks? Why are brown lines down your cheek? And I'm like, oh, I didn't contour enough. I didn't do it right. Yeah, I'm supposed to blend it out. And I was like, just be quiet. It's like, that's the way it's supposed to be.
He's
like,
I'm not done yet. I'm just sitting in the light.
You know, and then I realized, okay, I have to go back or whatever. And thank goodness he told me because I probably would have gone out looking like scary, like everyone's saying, why do you have these brown lines? But you know, you get that and you contour and like you understand, like, okay, this is what I should be doing, this is how I should be doing it. Now I can't do it in the efficient time that they do mine in. I am down though, it's no longer 3 hours. If I do it myself, I'm down to 2.5. So I'm so happy to get that half hour back. But if you want it done correctly, or I feel what I'll say, what the Sparkle Bar has taught me. And the biggest compliment I always say is when I go out and people say, oh my God, Joanne, did you really have a chance to go to Sparkle Bar? I'm like, oh, I did it myself. And I go, but they taught me everything I know. So take the 101 class because you definitely need to do that. That's a great thing. And to learn, and again, as I always say, self-knowledge is the greatest gift we can give ourselves as a human being, not just women, but anyways, that's the greatest gift. So thank you for giving us so many gifts of beauty and so many gifts of telling the importance of getting gorgeous. And maybe share a little bit about too, is what does it mean to be gorgeous to you?
That's an interesting question. Mm-hmm. personally, what does it mean to feel gorgeous? I feel most gorgeous when I feel put together. I can tell you this week I was sick. I've had like strep. My daughter was sick. And I did not feel like a human until today when I put my eyebrows on and I put mascara on and I put lipstick on, because it just made me feel alive. So I think gorgeous is that inner glow that comes from within. And, you know, when you feel good and you look good, like that's beautiful.
Great. And for you?
Oh, I thought I was going to be a one-sider.
Sure, you did.
Yeah.
So I think that, like Alex said, I think that it can be any day. It's just a matter of, you know, what it is that you put on that made you feel good. So like I said, the tinted moisturizer, like I can feel great in a tinted moisturizer and a ton of mascara. Or on days when we have something, maybe we're going to a meeting or something, that, you know, I think that when we know that we look our best, then we feel really gorgeous.
Oh, yes. That's so very true. Very good. And so if share with our, where are you located? We know you're in downtown. I mean, in downtown Old Town Scottsdale.
We always debate on that. Is it Old Town? Mm-hmm. Is it downtown? What does it say? Where is it? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But, you know, share with it where you're at, how we can get a hold of you, your website and services like that.
So you can find us in Old Town Scottsdale. Our point of reference is that horse statue, that roundabout, but we're right on Marshall Way, across what used to be the Calvin Charles Art Gallery, but on Marshall between 3rd and 5th.
Mm-hmm.
In Old Town, you can find us online at thesparklebar.com, so thesparklebar.com, and on all of our social media platforms. So Instagram and Facebook are both at The Sparkle Bar. Twitter is at The Sparkle Bar AZ. And you can find all of our most recent work, updates, all that good stuff on any of those platforms.
We're on LinkedIn too.
Oh, yeah.
Great.
And Twitter.
And to make an appointment, I mean, you just call and make an appointment, yeah, and just say, hey, my first time, and they'll take care of us the rest of the way.
Correct. So yeah, appointments can be made by giving us a call at 480-941-3438. And yes, if nobody answers, leave a message, because we are currently on summer hours. We go back to our normal business schedule Labor Day weekend. But yes, give us a call, leave a message, or you can book 24/7 online. So it's very, very simple. You'll get a text reminder. We'll give you a call. We'll make sure that you don't forget about your appointment.
We also are not necessarily, we are open by appointment always.
Right.
So I think a lot of people forget that you can come in before 10 o'clock in the morning. You can come in before 9 o'clock in the morning. We've been there as early as 3 in the morning and late as 11 p.m. And so it's
an adjusted fee for services.
It is. It's about $30 extra, but you can book any time you want. So for that early morning flight you've got going on, you can come in and we'll be there.
Wonderful.
We're like your little
so
secret.
Much fun. Yes, exactly. The hidden gem.
Yes.
For sure.
Anything you'd like to share with any of our listeners today about anything, a beauty tip, a business tip, a tenacity tip? One thing I heard very loud and clear is that you believe and you want this to work. And when you do due diligence on something like that, there'll be obstacles no matter what, but you just keep going. It's like, okay, how do I get through that? How do I get around that? How do I get over that? How do I get under it? Whatever that is. So anything you'd like to leave with a personal kind of, here's my little...
My 2 cents?
Yeah.
Yeah, give us your 2 cents.
Entrepreneurship has been a very interesting journey for us. I would say any advice to anyone who's looking to start a business or be in business for themselves, that it is important that whatever you decide to do is fueled by passion. Because if it's not, when it gets really scary or when it's really hard and when you want to quit, you have to be able to fuel that dream with that passion. So stay focused, keep going. It will get easier. Those ebbs and flows are what this whole journey is about. And so like us, we're looking to just learn how to enjoy the journey and be really excited about all the opportunities that have presented themselves. And also just remember how far we've come. So I'm very excited about what year 3 looks like and all of the exciting opportunities that are on the horizon. And I think that this year will be very interesting because we've been able to sit back and take a look at everything and understand where the opportunities lie. So this is going to be very, very fun for us.
Mm, well said.
I'll give you some beauty tips. So my very favorite, Alex and I's both very favorite and most functional, is that you've got no other product and you're really, really shiny. You've got a little bit of shine through the T-zone. You're going to go speak. You're going to have your photos taken. Blotting papers are great, but if you don't have your blotting paper, go get that toilet seat cover in the bathroom. And it's made of the exact same paper and just blah, 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 blah.
Somebody just recently told me that. And I have to say, I tried it the next day. I clearly haven't done it today, but it works.
It definitely works. And exfoliate. I think that a lot of people don't exfoliate their skin, especially here. So making sure that you're getting off that dead skin.
Great beauty tips.
Yeah. Those are so important for, especially in Arizona, because the skin here is very, it's just like your hair. Mm-hmm. Like, I know when I go to the East Coast, it's like all of a sudden I have, oh, wow, this is hair
it's
I've
so
never seen before.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've never seen
is
this
soft
before.
Water.
Right, right. Exactly.
Yeah. Well, what am I using back there? So it does. Those are great tips.
So much fun.
Yes. And I want to thank you both for sharing. I want you both to thank you too, that you are amazing women to look at for our future of our community, for the future of entrepreneurial business. I think you're real about saying on those yucky days, and they are. And they still, even in all the glory, they'll still be, okay, yucky days. But to know that you just persevere, you say, okay, what did I learn so that this never happens again? Like, okay, got it.
Postmortem, what do we fix?
Yeah.
Right.
Let's
right.
not do that again.
Right. And we've all been through that, you know, and I think when you look at it from that way and you believe, you're both great mothers, so know that they both have children, and you're both creating success for your families, for yourselves, for our community. We say thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Thank you.